Okay, let me share some really great positive news with you. This is Mike Adams here, of course, the founder of Brighteon.com. And I'm about to launch a new show. That's not the news. Well, let me just tell you the news right now. Remember how I promised I was going to build a tipping system for all the content creators on Brighteon.com so that if you post videos on Brighteon, you can receive tips. You can actually get paid. That's done, and it's live right now. And I'm going to explain it because it's a crypto tipping system, which is even better. And the crypto that we are using first, as I promised, is Monero, which is a privacy coin. Monero, M-O-N-E-R-O. And by the way, if you want to find out about Monero, just go to getmonero.org, and you can see a little video there. You can download Monero wallets and what have you, and you can figure out how to buy Monero. I mean, I'm not talking about all that right now. I'm just telling you, we got it done, and it's not a fiat currency tipping system. It's a Monero slash crypto tipping system, and we're going to add other coins, by the way. So Monero is just the first. There are more coming. And so let me just describe briefly. If you are a user of Brighteon.com, log in, go to your dashboard, which is on the top right. Just click dashboard. And once you're at dashboard, click on account, which looks like it's an icon that looks like a little setting gear. And then on the left-hand side, if you scroll down, and it says enter your Monero wallet receive address, and you can enter your address right there. So once you paste your Monero receive address, and if you're not sure what that is, it's in your Monero wallet. When you receive, you know, it shows a character, a string of characters. That's your receive address. Now, normally you wouldn't want to show your receive address for Bitcoin or Litecoin or other more public blockchains. But since Monero is a privacy coin, it doesn't matter that you show your receive address. Nobody can track you or track your wallet or track what you own or anything. So, you know, they can't track your spending. So anyway, you go into the wallet, you enter your Monero receive address there, you click save. Don't forget to click save, which is actually in the center column, which is a little slightly confusing. I'm going to have them change that, by the way. And then once you do that, something pretty cool happens. Instantly, beneath each one of your videos on Brighteon.com, there will appear a button that currently says tip crypto. And we're going to change that button around a little bit, make it more obvious, more gold colored. And it's going to, anyway, you'll see it. I mean, it's working right now. It's just, we're going to improve the look of it. And anybody can click that, and then they get your Monero receive address and your Monero QR code, which they can scan from their mobile wallet, obviously, and they can send you Monero. And there's a little link there like, what is Monero? And that tells people what that is. Okay, so here's what's cool about this. Number one, we spent an enormous amount of time and money building a fiat currency tipping system that I decided to trash. I mean, it's crazy. It's even frustrating how much money we spent on that. And in the end, there were so many problems with fiat currency. I mean, fiat currency just, it's broken. The merchant services are broken. The banks are broken. The chargebacks are broken. The IRS is all broken. And we would have to, I mean, payment systems are broken in fiat, by the way. We would have had to hold people's money in fiat and handle chargebacks with credit cards, and then let people claim money, and then issue them checks, and then ask them for their 1099 forms for the IRS. We'd have to enforce IRS documentation rules, which I don't work for the IRS. I'm not on their payroll. Why should I collect paperwork for the IRS, right? Like, screw this, man. And what we found out in the last few months, the banks just do not work. Half the time, your money doesn't go through. Checks can't be cashed. Checks can't be issued. Payments can't be issued. Wires are limited. Blah, blah, blah. Banks fail. You know, you call up your banker. They have no idea how money works. All this kind of stuff. So in the end, even though we spent, I don't know how much, you know, easily six figures on building that system, I decided to just trash it. And I said, why don't we just let people tip each other in crypto? And as a result, The tips don't come to us. Okay? We are non-custodial. You can verify this yourself. Get yourself a Monero wallet, right? Put your receive address in there, in your Brighteon account. Go to one of your own Brighteon videos, and you'll see the tip crypto button. Click the button, send yourself some crypto. You will see that you get 100% of that crypto. Why? Because we don't even know about it. We're just displaying your receive address, and anybody can decide to send you Monero, should they choose to do so, right? We don't collect a percentage. It's non-custodial, right? We don't take the crypto and then give it to you. And accordingly, we don't have any server files. We don't know who tipped who collected what. Now, it's your responsibility to report your earnings to your local tax authorities, wherever you happen to live, whatever jurisdiction you live under. That's your business between you and maybe the IRS or whoever else. You earn, if you make a living in crypto, you got to report that. But we're not reporting it because we don't even know about it. And we don't want to know about it. It's not my business. People giving you tips, that's between you and them. And so anyway, what you can do as a content creator on Brighteon is you can now point out to people, hey, if you like this video, click on the tip crypto button beneath this video and you know, throw me a little bit of Monero sweetness there, or whatever. Little Monero honey. It's just, you know, like 0.01 coin or whatever. You can ask for tips and people can send you tips and you can see them in your wallet, you know, even though Monero is kind of slow to synchronize because the blockchain is quite large. It takes a long time to sync. So, you know, have patience. If you're testing this, you should probably just download the Monero wallet from getmonero.org and make sure it's fully synced with all the latest blockchain number, that it's 100% synced, and then your tips will go through quickly. But if you're not synced, it's going to take a while. But anyway, the point is, we don't take your tips. We don't take a percentage. We don't audit it. We don't approve it. We don't block it. We don't have paperwork on it. We don't have server log files. We don't report it to anybody, obviously, because we don't even know about it. It's all you. And again, Monero is just the beginning. So, but we're only going to do this with privacy coins, by the way, because it would be crazy to display, let's say, a public, like a Bitcoin address publicly. That would be crazy because everybody could look at that address and then just go to chain analysis or whatever, or chain analysis, I guess they're called, and they could look up your whole wallet use and spending and history and where you got money from and all that stuff. So we're not going to support that. We're only supporting privacy coins as tipping systems. But here's what else is cool. So there's more coins coming, by the way, but we got this one launched. And then we're going to support in our store, healthrangerstore.com and also brighteonstore.com, we're going to accept as payment all of the coins that we support as tipping system coins. So you can also choose to purchase products from us, if you wish, using these privacy coins. Or you can just hold on to them, or you can sell them on an exchange, or you can swap them out for Bitcoin if you want, or you can spend them somewhere else, whatever. I mean, it's digital money. You can do what you want. But we give you the option to buy from us if you choose to do so. And then I guess that we would end up with these coins in our wallet, like our store wallet. We'd have to figure out what we want to do with those coins or how much we need to convert back into fiat in order to buy supplies or whatever. But we'll figure that out when we get there. In the meantime, this feature is now live on Brighteon.com, and it's the first of many features coming. It's going to blow your mind what's coming. Also, I'm launching a new show. And I can tell you now, it's called Decentralize TV. Decentralize TV. That's the name of the show. It's launching next Wednesday, I believe, on Brighteon.tv. First episode. It's a one-hour show each week with amazing guests lined up. You're going to learn about decentralization, about privacy, privacy coins, privacy tech, peer-to-peer systems, distributed content, decentralized farming decentralized blood banks, by the way, for purebloods. Yeah. We're going to have a lot of great guests on that show. And we'll start out at one episode a week, but I think you'll like it. So check that out next week on Brighteon.tv. I'll give you more details as that gets close to the launch there. But you're going to love that. And in the meantime, you now have a way to earn money on Brighteon, or to earn, I should say, digital money or Monero money on Brighteon.com. And the funny thing is, and this is true, I have still not spoken to anybody at Monero, even though I've tried. I have tried. My producers are reaching out to some people who are kind of involved in the periphery of Monero, like people who are advocates of Monero, but they're not, let's say, developers in Monero. And it's kind of cool, because if you're involved in developing Monero, you probably do want to keep yourself private, because it's a privacy coin. And, you know, the Treasury is trying to find out how to crack the code and break everybody's wallets. You know, the IRS probably wants to get you. So I get it. I get it. I understand why people want to be private when they're developing crypto. And so what's kind of cool about this is a demonstration, is that I implemented their technology without ever meeting or knowing or talking to anybody in their organization. Why? Because I don't have to trust those people. All I have to do is trust the algorithms. I have to trust that math works. And I know that all sounds racist, like math is racist. No, math works, algorithms work, you know, asymmetrical cryptography, right? Asymmetrical math, which is cryptography, it works. You know, the mining system, you know, the built-in scarcity, block rewards, and so on. It is a system that itself establishes the rules so that you don't have to trust a human being in order to use it, which is why they call these systems trustless. Trustless. It doesn't mean you can't trust them. Actually, it means you can trust them because they're run on math and algorithms and code, and you don't have to trust people, because people will screw up everything. If you have to trust a person on a crypto project, forget it, because, you know, people will disappoint you. People will betray you. People will blow up their own projects. It's crazy. And even the whole history of Monero, by the way, has involved, you know, obviously various forks and disagreements and this and that. At least that's what I've seen from public videos and so on. But the point is, the fact that Monero works doesn't depend on a person. I don't have to trust a person. I don't even have to know a person. I just have to know that code runs, that code works, that math works, and that scarcity is built in, and nobody can cheat and create counterfeit coins. Because if somebody could cheat and create counterfeit Monero coins, then they would flood the entire supply of Monero, and then Monero would be worthless, which is where the dollar's going, by the way. If you think about it, the federal government, the Treasury, well, the Federal Reserve, excuse me, can create unlimited amounts of dollars and flood them into the system and spend them like money, which makes your dollars increasingly worthless. In other words, the dollar is a rigged cheating system. It's money via cheating. Whereas Monero is digital money without cheating. You can't actually cheat in Monero. I'm sure people have tried, and it doesn't work. All the miners make sure of that. You can't cheat. You can't create more Monero. Like, you can't just Shazam create another 21 million Bitcoin either. If you could, the whole thing would be worthless. But in Washington, D.C., they can cheat. Well, I guess New York banks and so on, part of the Fed, the, you know, global banking cartel members, they can cheat, and they do cheat all the time. They cheat and steal wealth from you. And that's why, as I've said before, I am in the process of moving every asset that I can out of the fiat currency banking system and into primarily three things. It's gold and silver and crypto. And that's what I'm focused on. And if you think about what those three things share, it's the fact that governments can't create any of those three. Governments can't Shazam magic gold mountains. No, they can't do that. They can't create silver, and they can't create more Bitcoin or more Monero or more other coins. They can't do it. If they could, they would. If they could, they would cheat, but they can't. But they can create fiat currency, and they will, and they will drive it to zero. So my belief, although this is not investment advice, you know, you do what works for you, by the way. But in my opinion, if I want to have assets that hold any value at all, it's got to be assets that can't be cheated, which means the dollar is disqualified, the euro is disqualified, the yen, it's all disqualified. Those are cheating, fake, fiat, counterfeit currencies. They will all be worthless. I'm sure that Bitcoin and Monero will outlast the dollar. And I know gold and silver will outlast human civilization. And it's funny to me, by the way, I was texted today by the CEO of the Treasure Island Precious Metals Company, you know, which is our sponsor in the gold and silver space. And Chris Olson is his name. And he said, hey, Mike, did you know that the premiums on silver have now plunged to their lowest level in years? And I said, really? Like, how? What are the premiums now? Because right after Silicon Valley Bank collapsed, did you know the premium, which is what you pay over spot price, by the way. So the premium on 1 ounce silver right after the bank collapse was something like $15 per ounce of silver, even though the silver spot price might have been only, let's say, $30 roughly. You would pay $15 extra, which is a 50% premium, to get that silver coin because the demand was so high. So the street prices of an ounce of silver hit like $45. Well, guess what the premium is right now? It's $3.44. So the premium has fallen, what is it, like 80-something percent? I mean, think about it. It's down to like a little over 10% of the spot price of the coin. So this is actually the best time to buy silver. I mean, I know this isn't really, this podcast isn't about silver and gold, but it's relevant to the whole idea of money. This is actually the best time to buy silver. And it is the best time because relatively few people are buying silver, because it's just not on anybody's mind right now, because banks didn't collapse in the last couple of days. You see, when banks collapse again, boom, everybody's going to go, oh my gosh, I need silver. Premiums are going to go back up to $15. Right now, they're only $3 and something. Think about that, because nobody's thinking about silver. But anyway, the reason that people buy silver is because they want something that actually is real money. And then you might say, well, Mike, why? What about this digital money stuff? You know, you used to be critical of digital money. Yeah, I was critical of the FOMO attitude, of the get-rich-quick type of attitude that kind of characterized a lot of crypto before the FTX collapse. But I actually think the FTX collapse brought out a lot of, well, it cleared out a lot of the BS in the crypto space, and it brought out more mature people. And it showed us that we need to value crypto based on its utility, not just buy low, sell high. I mean, if it's just this enclosed game of, oh, you're just buying crypto in order to sell it to some other sucker later on who's going to pay more, like, that's it. That's the whole ecosystem. That's really of no interest to me, and that's what it was for a long time. But what it has now is utility in practical ways, like what I'm doing with it on Brighteon.com. Think about it. You can get tips in crypto, starting with Monero and, again, other privacy coins to be added. So this is practical. And this shows the value of a privacy coin, the value that it is a private transaction. It can't be tracked and traced. You can display your public receive address without worry. And no one, not even the government, not the IRS, not the Treasury, not the banks, nobody knows how much you received in tips. And even I don't know. We don't know. My programmers don't know. My servers don't know. My databases have no idea. It's truly private. Is there value in privacy? Is there value in digital money that you can take with you, that you can actually have a wallet with a password that's just in your head? You know, your seed phrase? I mean, you can store Monero in, let's say, an Exodus wallet that I think that only has a 12-word seed phrase. So if you can memorize 12 words, you can actually carry almost, you know, massive amounts of digital wealth in your head. It's called a brain wallet. And you might have to flee a country or something. You might have to flee a city. You might not be able to take your gold and silver with you or anything. You know, the banks might be burning down. The dollar is imploding. You know, nukes are falling out of the sky or whatever. And you're like, I got to flee. What can you take with you? Well, if you have your wallet seed phrase memorized, you have, let's say, Monero privacy coins or other coins in that wallet, exodus.com, by the way, if you want to download that wallet, then you can take that with you. And when you get to your destination, all you need is a computer. Launch the wallet, type in your seed phrase, wait a few hours for the blockchain to synchronize. Shazam, all your money is back. Your digital money is back. And then you can spend it. You can trade it for Bitcoin. You can probably find people who will sell you food, or you could pay rent with Monero in a lot of places. You could buy a car with Monero, whatever, or with Bitcoin or what have you, right? So that has value. That is practical. Or you could send money. Let's say that you have a family member that's living. Let's make this political. Living in the Donbass region of Ukraine, right? And they're desperate because they're living in a war zone. They need some money. They still have a little bit of internet access. You know, they're getting shelled by artillery from the Ukrainians, and they're getting overrun by tanks from the Russians. Like, they're in the middle of the crossfire over there for some reason. Maybe they should have fled before now, but this is just a thought experiment. How do you get them money? You want to help them. You know, maybe their relatives or somebody. How do you get them money? Well, you can't use the regular banking system, because it doesn't work. You can't wire money over there. Everything's cut off. Everything's broken down. But you could send them Monero, couldn't you? As long as they had some kind of internet access and even just a little mobile wallet on their phone or something, just, you know, a little bit of cell phone access, which they can get, you could send them Monero. That might be what they need to buy, you know, a week's worth of food. You can't trust the banking system to make that work, but you can trust crypto to make that work. Why? Because it's borderless. You can send it to anybody anywhere in the world, frankly, for any reason, and nobody even knows you sent it. That's what's so cool about privacy coins. So my new show, decentralized.tv, will be the website. It's launching next week. My new show focuses on deploying this technology for real-world applications, just like we've done now at Brighteon.com. My show is not about what characterized crypto for many years, which is pump and dumps and rug pulls and just, like, excuse my language, but shitcoin promos and all this stuff, which was always highly offensive to me to see that stuff anyway. That's one that kind of chased me away from crypto for many years, just watching all that go on. It was like, ugh, seriously. But again, things have changed now. Things have changed. My show is about how we apply these technologies to achieve human dignity, human privacy, stores of wealth, asset protection, asset mobility, non-confiscatability. How about that? Because governments of the world, they're evil. And they're going to try to take your money one way or another. They're going to try to take it. If they can see it, they're going to steal it from you. It's getting worse, too, by the way. What do you think the U.S. government's going to do as it goes increasingly broke? You know, they'll print money as long as they can. At some point, when they can't print it, they're just going to steal it from you. Bank bail-ins, whatever. And just take your money. If they can see it, it's in your bank account, tied to your Social Security number, they're just going to take it. So what if you had a Monero wallet with some digital privacy money in your Monero wallet, and you memorize the seed phrase in your head? They can't take it if they can't see it, right? So it makes sense as a backup plan, like a financial bug out plan, asset protection, asset privacy. And like I said before, I do think that Bitcoin and Monero, a lot of other coins, will outlast the collapse of the dollar. So I'm very happy. You know, when I talk about, hey, let's build the parallel economy, you know, it's not just talk. It's let's actually do it. And that's what we've done at Brighteon.com. We This is our first little step, but it's a big deal. And we're going to do a lot more. Wait. Yeah, just wait. Just wait until you see what we're rolling out for the remainder of this year. It's going to blow your mind. It's going to, seriously, I'm super excited about it. And I'm very thrilled, super happy to be able to make this announcement and share this good news with you. And I promise you, it's just the beginning. There's much more to come. So if you needed another reason to post videos on Brighteon.com, this is it. You can now receive tips in Monero. And if you don't know what Monero is, you should probably learn about it. Getmonero.org. Just to be clear, I should disclose, yes, I hold some. How much Monero do I even have here? I don't know. I've got a few coins of XMR. All right. My Bitcoin holdings are less than one coin total, by the way. Because I actually prefer to keep digital money in privacy coins and not necessarily Bitcoin. So, yeah, I've got some XMR. I do want to disclose that. Is my announcement going to affect the Monero marketplace and make it go up or down? Probably not, no. Monero's big. It's a massive global system of digital trade. You know, what we're doing with it, it's cool, but it's not going to, you know, influence the marketplace that much. But it could influence your life in a positive way. But I did just want to disclose I do hold some amount of Monero. But then again, nobody can ever tell how much I hold, right? Because it's a privacy coin and the wallets are private. So even if you wanted to find out, you couldn't. So I guess technically nobody has to disclose what they have in Monero. I'm just doing it as a matter of transparency. So, you know, so just to be upfront with you that I do hold some Monero. But I want you to hold some privacy coins, Monero or otherwise. And there are many more coming. So anyway, check out our new show next week. Stay tuned on Brighteon.com or naturalnews.com. We have a brand new layout of the website as well, and we have a new commenting system about to get rolled out. But we will announce the new show again. Decentralized.tv will be the website starting next week. If you go there early and it looks like it's halfway there, just understand it's only halfway done. But we're going to have all the episodes there, an email subscription list to be alerted about new episodes. And we've got guests lined up for all kinds of different projects. And hey, maybe even one day we'll make contact with somebody close to the Monero developers, which we're trying to do, but they are really private. But we'd love to have somebody on from Monero. And who's the guy we're trying to invite? Oh, yeah, Seth. We're trying to get Seth on, who I think works for a Bitcoin company, but he also is an advocate of Monero, very bright young man. So if your name is Seth and you know you talk about Monero, you're invited, by the way. And we're trying to get some other people. I'm not going to say who, but we're going to get you some interesting guests and try to educate and spread the word about all this goodness. You know, hey, parallel economy, folks. This is, as I say, we are building the infrastructure for human freedom. That's actually the tagline of our show, building the infrastructure for human freedom. It's not about FOMO. It's not about buy low and sell high. Everybody get rich. It's going to the moon. No, human freedom, human dignity, human privacy, the right to keep what you earn, the right to have private money that nobody can just steal from you because governments are going rogue and they declare you to be a criminal because they don't like the fact that, oh, you bought some cannabinoids because, you know, CBDA treats seizures. Or whatever. You have the right to privacy. You have the right to not be accosted by the governments and the tax collectors of the world. I'm not saying that you should evade taxes. It's your job to report them. I'm just saying that once you pay the taxes as required by your local jurisdiction, then you keep your money and they should not be able to ever take it from you. And it's only through digital private money that is achieved, or things like physical gold and silver if they can't find it. if you've buried it deep enough somewhere. All right, so anyway, those are my thoughts. Of course, I'm the founder of Brighteon.com. I'm a big advocate of human freedom and dignity and liberty and decentralization. And this is a major, major pivot for us. We are embracing, we are investing in the parallel economy. We are hiring developers, by the way, behind the scenes to build apps for us on different decentralized systems. We're moving into Web 3.0. We're doing all this on purpose because I believe this is the future of human freedom. So if you want to support us in this effort, hey, just use Brighteon. How about this? Find some people who have crypto tipping activated on their videos and send them a little bit of Monero or something. I'm going to do that. I'm just going to poke around and just start sending Monero to a bunch of people. just so people can see how it works, you know? It doesn't even have to be very much. Like 0.001. Just want to show something in your wallet, you know? It works. Cool. This is the beginning. All right. Thanks for listening. Mike Adams here. Brighteon.com and also Brighteon.tv.